Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Governor Kim Reynolds. We taped record Governor Reynolds when she was at the Green County Republican Party fall fundraiser this past Friday.
So, Governor Reynolds, just want to have you give us a couple of comments, if you wouldn't mind, speaking at the Republican National Convention. That's got to be a once-in-a-lifetime type of opportunity. Can you just talk to us about what kind of honor that is for your party?
Well, it was an incredible honor, and it was such an honor that to have two Iowans that had the opportunity to speak at the Republican National Convention. And I was only one of two governors. It was myself and Kristi Noem, so I thought that was pretty exciting, too. And it really was an opportunity for me to highlight the incredible opportunities that exist in Iowa and to highlight our people and how resilient and determined and strong that they are, especially in the face of a disaster and adversity, and how, you know, it's just in our DNA where we have people, farmers, people helping people, and it's who we are. And then just to really honestly thank the president for his very quick response to not only the floods that we experienced in 19, but also to the derecho.
Talk to us about your relationship with the president, because it's not too often that he invites you to speak at the national convention and doing the favors that he's helping you do.
Yeah, so I really do appreciate him, and I've experienced this with the entire administration. I got appointed to serve on the White House Workforce Advisory Board that's chaired by Ivanka Trump and Secretary Ross, and so that's been an incredible opportunity. I got selected because of the great workforce initiatives, the STEM initiatives, Future Ready Iowa that we've been implementing in the state of Iowa. And, you know, I've been included in a lot of meetings. I've had he's very accessible. He's very knowledgeable about the issues. It's easy to highlight what some of the concerns are in the state of Iowa. And, you know, he's been very responsive every time I've had an opportunity to sit down with him.
Well, talk to us a little bit about, you know, why you're here. Why did you choose to come back to Green County? You've been to Green County multiple times.
Well, you know, this is a really, really important election, and I think it's probably one of the most important elections in our lifetimes, and it's really a very stark choice. When you take a look and turn on the TV and you see the chaos and the disruption and the lawlessness that's happening in states and communities across this country, you know, it used to be on the East Coast and the West Coast, but when you see it happening in Minneapolis and Wisconsin and Chicago and Kansas City and Portland and Seattle, It's just you have to step back and say, what country do I live in? And it's unconscionable that it's happening today. Yeah. And one of your number one priorities as an elected official is law and order. And we need to make sure that our kids and our grandkids have the opportunity to grow up in a safe community. And so I believe that President Trump and his administration will really help us rebuild the economy to pick up where we left off. He's done it once. The accomplishments that he has done in 3.5 years is incredible. And I like the fact that this is an administration of action and outcomes. And when Ivanka Trump spoke at the Republican National Convention and really listed all of the things that her father has done since he was elected president, it was pretty impressive. And I love being a part of that.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about the recent proclamation that you came out with to close all the bars. Yep. Dallas County is in our coverage area, but they are the only ones that don't have a four-year university attached to it.
Right.
So why the decision to include Dallas County?
Yeah, so we're just watching it. A lot of it had to do with the proximity to Polk, and when you close that down, the movement across the line, because literally on one side of the street you're in Polk County, and on the other side of the street you're in Dallas County. And so what we'll do, and this is what we've done all along, every day, we monitor twice a day the numbers, and we watch where they're at. They're real-time. But on a weekly basis, we'll take a look at it and see if we're starting to see a flattening of the curve, if we're starting to see some response in the numbers. And then, you know, we'll make the decision to either dial back or if we have to even do more, which I don't think we will, you know, but that's just a decision that we'll have to decide based on the data that we see. But it's overall we know through the case investigation or the contact tracing that it is, for the majority of the positive cases are among 18 to 24-year-olds, and we're able to tell where they're going and where the congregate settings that they're in, and it's the bars. Yep. And that's why we're seeing so much spread. And most of them are asymptomatic, but because there's so many, it really is moving into the community. And the reason we had to just finally take action is we're seeing it impact the healthcare workforce. And I can't take a chance on having our hospitals not be able to take not only COVID patients, but other patients as well. And really, we were afraid that it was going to impact the healthcare workforce, the nursing home workforce, and our educators. So that was the reason that we took the steps that we did in the counties that we did.
Are you in favor or do you support local entities such as counties, cities, or even school districts taking it upon themselves to either require masks or suggest or
No, I think they can recommend, and that's what we have done, is strongly recommend. I'm not in favor of a mask mandate. First of all, it's not practical. There are people that have health conditions that can't wear a mask, and so we don't know. You know, I think Iowans are responsible. I believe businesses can make the decision if they want to, and they are, if they want to require a mask or not, and then the individual will make the decision if they want to go into the facility, the business, or not. But we have said, I have said in the health disaster declaration that we strongly, and I have from the very beginning, strongly recommend wearing masks, especially if you can't social distance the 6 feet that's recommended. According to the Attorney General Miller, local governments, they, with the healthcare disaster declaration, that's what changes everything. Otherwise, local control is local control. Okay. But when that is in effect, you can't have a local government supersede what is in the healthcare declaration. And so right now, we don't do a mask mandate. And so therefore, if they would require one, that exceeds what we've already put in place, and it would not be enforceable. It's not legal.
Now, I know you did release some of your thresholds, if you will, for when schools can apply to do online learning and the such.
Yep.
Are you willing to relook at that if conditions change throughout the year?
We're always looking at that. I mean, okay. And plus the CDC, which we've tried to coordinate on the metrics, kind of the levels that we put together, their information changes frequently. And so that's kind of why we kind of waited as long as we did to get that last guidelines out, because we knew that they were going to release some new information, so we were waiting on that. But right now, really, with what we've done, it's provided a great deal of flexibility for school districts, especially for parents. So if parents have a child that has underlying conditions or someone at home, then they can request to have their child go 100% online. And I am just implementing what the statute that passed in the legislature unanimously, every single legislature, which says that at least 50% of core subjects should be primarily in person. And so the proclamation that we put together basically addresses that.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds joining us as we recorded that interview during the Green County Republican Party fall fundraiser this past Friday. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.